Breastfeeding can have lots of benefits for babies and mums. Yesterday we looked at how it can reduce the chances of respiratory and gastrointestinal issues in babies, and in mums it can reduce the incidence of breast cancer, ovarian cancer and even osteoporosis. But did you know that it can also reduce the risk of your baby suffering with obesity in later life? Mary Lucy has worked as a breastfeeding counsellor throughout Oxfordshire for over 20 years.
There's good evidence to show that breastfeeding does reduce the incidence of obesity. This is partly because the milk, of course, is much more adapted to the baby's needs than any formula milk. But it's also, and importantly really, to do with a whole different way of feeding a baby. Breastfed babies tend to regulate what they take more because breastfeeding, by its very nature, tends to be baby-led. And so from the beginning, the baby is learning to regulate what they take in, which is very important in terms of their appetite control. Whereas a baby who's been given a bottle most of the time is more inclined to be given the bottle at someone else's discretion rather than when the baby actually needs it. And the amount also, because you don't exactly know how much formula to give, the baby may take too much. Whereas with breastfeeding, the baby is more inclined to take exactly the amount they need. So it's to do with appetite regulation as well as the actual makeup of the products.
And the weight benefits aren't just for the baby.
If you are breastfeeding, your uterus will contract back to its original size more quickly than if you're not breastfeeding. That will be an immediate change in your body, which will take place very quickly. In terms of weight loss, of course, it does all boil down to what you eat. More often than not, breastfeeding mothers will lose at least some of their pregnancy weight more readily than if you're not breastfeeding, because the very nature of breastfeeding does use up lots of calories.
In fact, it can help you burn up to 500 extra calories a day. New mum Sophie gave birth to Max 8 weeks ago.
It's been amazing, mostly I think because he's so hungry, because he feeds so much. So I'm back down at my birth weight already, which I really didn't expect to be. And sometimes when you feed, you can feel your stomach twinging sometimes as you do it, which is really weird. So it's obviously, you can feel your stomach reacting to it, so it genuinely does help you and him. And you know, sometimes your boobs are really full and you do, it's sort of like you feel like it's benefiting both of you and not just the baby, because he's relieving you and you're feeding him, so it's kind of like a two-way street.
Now, Margaret Ham lives in Whitney. I met her at the local grandparent and toddler group at the Children's Centre with her grandchildren Diego and Carmen.
My baby weight dropped straight away, but I don't know that it was to do with breastfeeding, but it certainly could have helped. It's my daughter-in-law with these two grandchildren. She's Venezuelan, her mum's in Venezuela, so she was asking me and I was supporting her and I was helping her with breastfeeding, and she succeeded very well, and they've done very well on it, the two of them.
All this week, we'll be speaking to health professionals as well as new mums and dads and grandparents as we shine a light on breastfeeding here in Oxfordshire and delve a little deeper into the benefits of breastfeeding, as well as looking at the help and the support that's available. For more information, just go to jackfm.co.uk or search breastfeeding at nhs.uk.